All right, let's get right to it. It's a cherished tradition at The Late Show as our annual Holiday Quarterback Challenge for the eighth year running. Please welcome back a funny man and the host of his own Sirius satellite radio program, Jay Thomas. Ladies and gentlemen.
Actor and broadcaster Jay Thomas has been part of a Late Show with David Letterman ritual since 1998, where he and Letterman take turns throwing footballs at the Late Show Christmas tree to try and knock off a giant meatball perched at the top. Jay Thomas will be in our region June 6th as part of the Berkshire Playwrights Lab Gala at the Mahawy Theater in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. But he joins us this morning to talk about Dave and how he became part of Late Show tradition.
Well, he had Vinny Testaverde. It was 1998, I think. And they were going to the playoffs. And I had come in town. It was Christmas time. And I was promoting a TV show or a movie or something. And I'm there doing all that. And so he said, hey, you played football. And I think one year he had the MVP on there. And he threw the ball. And I defended the MVP. And we had a big time. And he says, why don't you come back and throw the ball at this meatball? He didn't say it on the air. He said it privately. So I did my little thing, and everybody laughed. And Vinny Testaverde comes out. And so I just kind of stood by the door. And they start doing the football, and I'm looking at the monitor, and they don't call me in. So I say to the stage manager, Biff, I go, hey, you know, Dave told me to come out there. He says, no, you're not on the sheet here. I go, no. He said, come on out. They're missing the thing. And this sounds like a joke. I faked to the right, and Biff tried to grab me, and I went around him and ran out on the stage. And Dave said, oh, yeah, hey, Jay. I picked up the ball and fired this rocket at the meatball. It exploded, and then I left the stage.
All right, Jay, go ahead. You take a couple of shots. Maybe I'll get in here. Here we go. It's your football challenge.
Get that first guy.
Oh, very close. Come on, get it. Get in there.
Why do you put water on
it? There you go. That's it right there. Yeah!
So it was crazy.
That's a great moment. So he has you back, and it becomes a tradition.
That does. And then one night, somebody had told him that I tell this story about the Lone Ranger, but I'd only told it privately somewhere. You know,
great story.
That I, you know, or maybe I told it, on the radio, but somebody heard it. Now that wasn't what I was prepared to talk about. And when you do a talk show, these things are prepared. You know, I know what I'm going to say, and is it okay with Dave to say this, and do you want to talk about this, or you want to work with the producer and work some lines out, you know, at least you have a plan when you get out there. Well, I had a plan for whatever I was going to talk about. So I sit down, he says, hey, I heard you tell this incredible story about when you worked as a DJ and did a promotion with the Lone Ranger, and I was completely stunned. And he said, would you give me a little Christmas gift and tell me that? And I had never told it on the air anywhere. So now I'm telling this thing brand new, and there's a pause before the punchline, which is a real story. And it was dead silent in that place. It was some giggling. And then I hit him with, you know.
And I gunned the thing, and we're chasing a guy through Charlotte, North Carolina, and the Lone Ranger's in the back seat, emotionless, just in the back seat like this, back and forth, and the mask and the whole thing. So I'm in the Volvo, and so finally I gun it, you know, and it gets right in front of the Buick, and I pull off. And Mike and I jump out, and I go, man, you crashed into my car. And he gets out. He says, no, I didn't. I said, yes, you did. You backed into me, and you broke my car. And he says, well, what do you want? I said, I'm going to call the cops. He says, oh, really? Well, who do you think they are going to believe, you two hippie freaks or me? And the Lone Ranger gets out from the Volvo.
They'll believe me, citizen.
And the guy goes, I didn't know it was you. And that's a true story.
There you go. I never get tired of the Lone Ranger.
And he turns to me and he says, I want you to tell that story every Christmas, and I want you to throw the football at the meatball every year. And I went, okay, great, thanks. And I leave. The next year comes, and we did it for almost 20 years. He meant it.
and it seemed to me one of the things he likes about you is that you are a broadcaster. He seems to have a kinship with broadcasters.
Well, I do repeat myself a lot, even on the radio, and I forget what I say, and I've told the same story four or five times, and listeners will go, you know, you told us that about 3 months ago or 4 months ago. And I always say, well, this is for people that just found out about me, you know. But I am a repeater, and I'm able to tell the same story over and over again. The fact that it worked, I guess, is part of his genius. I mean, all of us who are in radio, we, especially when you do a comedy show, we know what works. And, you know, I think that if I'd gone out there a few times and it didn't work, we wouldn't have done it anymore. But it's worked under weird conditions. It's worked when, you know, I didn't want to be there, or he was in a bad mood, or, you know, something weird went down, and it worked every year. Both of them worked. So there you go. And the years that I didn't feel like hitting the meatball and thought this is, he hit it a couple of times, which was really funny, of course. You know, he wobbles one up there. And then as I got older, I said, you know, how long can I do this? You know, but it all worked out. It's been wonderful. People go, oh, you're going to be sad next Christmas or whatever. Well, that's a long way away. I don't know. I don't know that I'll even, I don't know that I'll think about it. How long can you keep doing something that ridiculous?
Right.
You know?
But what about Letterman himself, as far as the experience of doing that show, and that show no longer being on the air? You use the word genius. What do you make of his staying power? And it seems to me, at least, as a broadcaster, that type of show goes away tonight.
Yeah, that's gone, and it's a young man's business, and young guys are taking over. You know, for actors, I can play, I'm playing older guys now. I mean, that's age appropriate, you know. They'll probably have to be a judge on NCIS or something soon, you know. But with a comic and with the talk show host, the youngsters start coming, and now with the fragmented, you know, DVRing and everybody looking at the night before on their phone, it's changed. And so it's time to retire. It's sad, and it happens to all of us. And there you go. So his time ran out. He replaced a guy that, or a group of people that got old and they weren't on the air anymore. And he was young. And what is it, like 30 years later, he's moving
years.
On. Yeah, it's a pain in the butt, you know, but it happens. And for him, you know, he's very wealthy and he'll take more care of his kid and whatever. But I think he'll be kind of bored. I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't come back and do a different type of interview show, maybe some specials. I'm sure CBS isn't throwing him out completely. I'm sure there's a production deal or something. But I don't know. I think right now probably it is just let's see what happens when it's over.
You've told the story on the air, but when, as well as Howard Stern, who you also work on Howard Stern's network on Sirius XM, he's told this story when he's a guest on the show. There isn't a lot of chatting between the two of you during the breaks.
Yeah, but he's a pretty negative guy. He'll lean in and say, you know, they hate me tonight. They hate me. I'm going, who hates you? The audience hates me. I go, well, they seem to like me, so don't screw it up for me, okay? Just, you know, find. I mean, you know, he'll lean in and go, you just came off vacation. I said, did you have a good time on the vacation? No, I had a terrible time. I hate my job. I go, hate your job? Well, what are you talking about? I hate vacation. I hate my job. That's how he talks. And I go, well, that's crazy. He goes, you want this job? You can have this job. I don't want this. And then they go, okay, we're back. He's the weirdest guy, you know. He's not being all friendly there and all. You know, it's funny. And we've never had a conversation of any substance other than sitting in that chair. Yeah. Never had a drink with him, nothing.
And I assume that's the way he wants it with most guests.
Yeah. I don't know who he's friends with. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I think he and Stern have been to dinner or something. But, you know, there's a group of guys that are very funny, but they don't fool around, which I've never understood. I mean, you meet me walking down the street, and I'm pretty much the same, you know, when I'm entertaining. So, and I like all this, and I like the people talk to me, and I like to say hello, wave at people or talk to them. And sometimes I'm in a bad mood, and so you meet the not-so-nice Jay Thomas. I mean, I'm just like a normal guy, you know. But a lot of these guys, you know, they're insulated. And I don't know why, but they just are.
And yet, when it all goes away, it is sad that broadcasting chapter is closing.
Oh, yeah. He's going to wake up tonight. He's going to go through depression, there's no doubt. He's already saying, you know, I hate my job. And he was saying all these negative things to me, and he was sitting pretty. So wait till he's not working, you know. I mean, I don't know. And, you know, I don't know if you have kids or not, but that's no thrill a minute either. You stop something so that your kid can tell you he doesn't want to do what you want to do. You know, like, hey, Dad, how cool is a 70-year-old dad to a 12-year-old kid? Not very, but we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Well, the Jay Thomas Show, of course, is on SiriusXM. Jay Thomas will also be a part of the Berkshire Playwrights Lab and the gala at the Mehewe Theater. And you can find out more information by going to mehewe.org. It's June 6th. Jay Thomas, it's always a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it.